Westlock, Jubilee Arena's date with the wrecking ball has been delayed yet again following the discovery of additional asbestos in an interior wall. Town of Westlock Operations Director Robin Benoit confirmed in a November 10 email that further abatement will need to be done and testing to confirm the cleanup is complete. He expects this most recent delay will push the demolition of the 59-year-old facility to the last week of November. Town officials had been hopeful that following the erection of security fence around the site the week of October 31 that the arena would come down shortly after. Previously, town officials had pegged the weeks of September 12 and September 19 for the next phase of the $280,000 demolition as the interior had been stripped. Demolition of the town's first indoor arena was initially budgeted to cost $1 million and funded via unrestricted reserves in the municipality's 2022 capital budget, although Sao Simone Wiley said previously there will be additional costs to level and landscape the site in 2023. At town council's September 12 meeting, Benoit said concrete from the arena will be recycled at the local Lafarge Canada site for free while the contractor has given them a credit back on the metal that can be scavenged. Jubilee Arena, which was initially called the Westlock and District Jubilee Family Recreation Center, opened July 13, 1963, and cost $75,744 to build, while the first hockey game at the facility, played on natural ice as it didn't yet have an ice plant, was December 29, 1963. Jubilee Arena was supposed to fall following the opening of the Rotary Spirit Center, RSC, in 2012. But those plans were shelved following the discovery of asbestos. A report from that year stated that 16 of 26 building material samples tested positive for the substance. In late 2018, the council of the day talked about demolishing the building and briefly considered renovating it for use as a warm storage facility. But when faced with a $1 million price tag for that work, or $900,000 to bulldoze it, council put the issue on the back burner. George Blaise, Town and Country Today.com.